When it comes to your life, you can take a sit-and-wait-for-it-to-come-to-you attitude, or you can stand up and go grab it. The next guest chose the latter, and after reading her new book, I kind of wonder if she could have lived any other way. She went from being a girl in the South to a star online and on TV. Along the way, she never held back who she was. That's one of the many fun lessons you'll get when you read her book, You're Never Weird on the Internet, almost. You've seen her star on shows like The CW Supernatural, Sci-Fi's Eureka Online. She created the hit web series The Guild and launched a YouTube channel, Geek and Sundry. We say good morning to Felicia Day. Thank you for being here this morning, Felicia.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
And Felicia got a couple of websites. Yep, one's the obvious, FeliciaDay.com. And for her book, You're Never Too Weird on the Internet, almost, FeliciaDayBook.com. And speaking of the book part of her life, Felicia will be in our neck of the woods at Bookends, 211 East Ridgewood Avenue in Ridgewood, New Jersey. That's coming Tuesday, August 11th at 7 p.m., doing a talk and a signing and doing everything that Felicia does best. And that's, well, like you said in your book, Felicia, basically be your geeky self in a lot of ways.
I hope so. I hope to do my book proud and meet a lot of people who like my work, and people who don't know about me might pick it up and learn about me, which is kind of cool. The best part of being having a book is being able to reach out to new people.
The idea, too, what you write about, I mean, was there ever a point in through your internet success, internet stardom, which you were way ahead of the curve against everyone else out there on Hollywood as far as understanding the potential of online entertainment and media to what you've done on TV? Did you ever look around and say, how did this happen?
It certainly is interesting, the trajectory of my career, and that's why I actually wrote a book, because people over the years, when I gave speeches or presentations or Q&As, they responded to my story of kind of inventing things as I went along. And I never could have expected that I would pick up a camera on a whim to tell a story I thought needed telling, and find myself here years later, running a company and producing and acting and writing. It's been a crazy journey, but one that I think is a testament to all the advantages and the doors that have been opened because of digital entertainment. You don't have the gatekeepers nowadays, so that people with kind of a unique story to tell can get their story out there and meet an audience where before they would have no way of doing that.
What's the thing, too, with that avenue being, in effect, a blank canvas without the limitations that traditional or conventional ways had, could you have succeeded to the level you're at going through the conventional paths and systems?
Oh, no. You know, I tell stories in my book about how I tried to set up my show, The Guild, which is a web show I created 7 years ago, and tried to get made as a television show about a group of online gamers. And I was always met with looks of incomprehension when I was trying to explain to someone that you could play video games online and talk to people over the internet. It was just very, very, very early. The technology was just not mainstream enough for Hollywood to think there was enough of a following and fan base and enough people would understand the concept of the show to get on board. And I don't even know if that's true, but certainly nowadays gaming is kind of a driving force in entertainment, and it's not going to get smaller, and it's because of the internet. So I think that my story is kind of interesting in that it parallels the technological advances of digital media and the internet in a kind of perfect path, so that I think any other time in life, I would not have succeeded with this story.
So with Felicia Day, of course, star of shows like Supernatural, Eureka, online success extraordinaire, and now I believe will be a soon-to-be best-selling author with her new book, You're Never Weird on the Internet, almost, and she'll be doing a talk and a signing at Bookends, 211 East Ridgewood Avenue, Ridgewood, New Jersey. It's coming Tuesday, August 11th, 7 p.m. Her website's FeliciaDay.com and FeliciaDayBook.com. A couple of neat contests on that FeliciaDayBook.com website, too, you want to check out. Have a little fun on both our web pages. And, of course, we have links over to our website, IssuesAndIdeasRadio.com. You look at your views and the popularity of what you've done online, 2.4 million Twitter followers. You have approaching 1.4 million in subscribers on YouTube. Did it surprise you at any point how you were connecting with people with your work? not that I'm ever measuring up to your numbers, but we put all this, the guest segments as podcasts on our site, and I can see the counts and everything. And I would never predict certain the popularity of certain segments versus others. I'm more surprised than not when I see what hits and what connects and what doesn't. Or is it just a matter you just have to put it all out there and you play the odds?
Yeah, no, I think, the internet supports the idea of situational celebrity in a way. And I think that's great because it's kind of a theme of my book, Embracing Your Weirdness, in that you don't have to be confined with where you are physically to be able to share your passions with other people. A lot of people abandon things they're interested in along the way because they're not supported in real life with them. They're dissuaded because of their background or their gender or just their situation. And the great thing is that the online world opens a door to connect with people around anything that you love, so that if you are a hardcore hockey fan, you can find a great community that supports that love and be able to connect with the celebrities that are specific to you in that world. Same thing with gaming or geek culture or fashion. I think we're going to see a world that is emerging that you have a lot of quote-unquote celebrity that people are very excited to see, but the person next to them has no idea who they are. I actually have that problem now when I go to digital media conventions. There's so many YouTube stars nowadays that have 3 million, teenage girls following them, and I actually don't know their work because it's such a big internet.
Yeah.
And I think that's great because that's just going to support a diversity of voice in this world so that you don't have to be the same and try to please everybody anymore. You can just please your fans.
It seems like the prediction of the thousands of channels didn't land on TV. It landed on, I guess you'd say, internet TV.
Yeah, there are infinite channels on the internet, and that's why I think you see TV ratings eroding a lot. People have a lot more ways to service their interests and entertain themselves. And really that connection between other people around the thing you love is more important than just kind of sitting there and staring at a television. It's really the community that's the thing that gets me coming back and making web content. We have a community that's grown up around my company, Geek & Sundry, and we have thousands of people who enjoy each other's company between the videos in chats or forums. On Twitter, and that constant connection with each other and with our content is something that I think is really supportive and fosters a lot of positivity, and it's more enjoyable to serve that than just kind of make a television show and just push it out there.
I'm having a time with Felicia Day, her new book, You're Never Weird on the Internet. It's almost FeliciaDay.com, FeliciaDayBook.com, and she'll be doing a talk about her book and a signing at Bookends. It's coming Tuesday. It's August 11th at 7 p.m. That's at 211 East Ridgewood Avenue over in Ridgewood. So you can get a little, like I said in the intro, a little, you bring about a lot of life lessons in your book, Felicia, but you have fun doing it, much like with your work, from all apparent signs I can determine. And if you look back at your growing up, your family, and your early years, is there some point in your growing up that built the foundation, or did you grow into what your life eventually became? You know, which way did it work? Did you have something solid to stand on that empowered you to do what you did, or were you adrift and you just landed on something solid?
Oh, I think that, writing a memoir was very educational to me about my own life. And I think if you want a little perspective on your life, it's a great lesson to write your story in an objective way, whether you're going to make a memoir for everyone to read or just for yourself. Looking at a survey of your life and trying to make it useful to other people makes you learn about yourself. That's what I found. So things that happened in my childhood, the way I was raised, especially since I was homeschooled and I wasn't dissuaded from liking geeky things as a girl. I think that really influenced everything I am nowadays. It certainly influenced my career choices, and it's hard to kind of give enough credit to small things in your childhood and the way you were raised that really create the path that you follow in life. And being able to actually pinpoint those things allows you to make better decisions going forward because you're more aware of patterns of behavior that are either conscious or unconscious. So, I try to make everyone laugh with my bio, but every step of the way, I tried to make every chapter useful to someone, whether it's just picking up a video game for the first time or picking up a camera and shooting something in your garage like I did.
And I think having read Felicia's book, and it is a lot of fun, and you learn as you're having some fun. You're never weird on the internet almost. Lesson I took from it is if you doubt, then you don't do. And that's not really much of a fun life. At least that would be my determination. So doing, exploring, falling down, failing is a time you learn too. And you get up and try it again. And you do it right the second time. There's a whole host of lessons, motivation, and a lot of laughs, and a lot of the insight that you always like to see about someone who has and is getting it done with their lives, with still, I believe I'm safely saying, a lot more still to come. Felicia will be over at Bookends this coming Tuesday, August 11th at 7 p.m. That's at 211 East Ridgewood Avenue in Ridgewood, New Jersey. On the web, it's FeliciaDay.com, FeliciaDayBook.com. Some fun contests over there for you to take part in and grab an autographed copy and some other stuff. So check those two sites out. Get her book, a must read. You'll be a better person when you do it. And Felicia, as I said, I'm sure we're going to see a lot more out of you with your career on all elements and platforms. Great success up to this point and continued success with everything you do. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.